For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The story we're about to hear involves a woman who is both a pioneer and an eyewitness to an amazing time in Kentucky history. Margaret Munday helped change the course of higher education in Kentucky, and Western Kentucky University in particular. In 1956, Munday became the first African-American undergraduate student to enroll in what was then known as Western Kentucky State College. She graduated 4 years later and returned to her native Logan County, where she began teaching music in public schools for more than 3 decades. Music has always been important to Margaret Munday. To this day, she still plays the piano at Macedonia Baptist Church in Auburn, something she's done since she was 10 years old. Miss Munday met with us at her Logan County church to share some music and the story of how she broke the color barrier at the school that later became WKU. Margaret Munday came from a family that valued education. Her mother was a college graduate and a teacher. Her father had several college graduates in his family. For young Margaret, it wasn't a question of if she was going to college, but simply a matter of where. The closest college was Western Kentucky State College in nearby Bowling Green. Miss Munday says as a young girl, she was drawn to that school because of a bronze statue of WKU icon Henry Hardin Cherry that stands at the top of College Street.
I'd always pictured that bronze statue up there as a kid. And it was just something about that impressed me to want to go to school there. You know, when I got over, you know how kids are. I'm a kid standing in the back of my dad's car, looking out the back, and we're in the glass, and I told him, I said, Dad, take me by that statue. He did. And my grandfather lived up there, my mom's dad, and we were going to see him. And every time we go, I'd ask him to do that. And so one day I told him, I said, Dad, I want to go to school there. He said, no, hon, you can't go, baby, you can't go to school there. So I just dropped it for right then.
In 1955, Miss Munday graduated as the 16-year-old valedictorian from the all-black Knob City High School in Russellville. The two closest black colleges to her were Kentucky State College in Frankfort and Fisk in Nashville. Kentucky State College had the advantage of in-state tuition levels, plus one other thing.
I received a $50 scholarship from a sorority.
A $50 scholarship?
$50 scholarship from a sorority to go to Kentucky State.
I don't mean this to be patronizing or condescending, but I imagine at the time maybe a $50 scholarship sounded like a pretty big deal.
Yes, it sounded quite a bit because, you know, it was going to be cheaper for me to go to Kentucky State than to go to Fisk.
Miss Munday excelled while at Kentucky State College, and she thought everything was going fine. Then one day her freshman year, she had a conversation with one of her younger siblings.
My youngest brother, told me one day, he said, you know what, Mom sure does cry when she puts you on the bus to go to Frankfort. I thought, well, my goodness, something's going to have to be done about this. She's crying like that. And I was sitting in Kentucky Hall, freshman dormitory at Kentucky State, and I saw in the paper that Western Kentucky College, State College, was going to open its doors to black students the next year. And I made up my mind, well, that's for me. I'll be close to home.
To hear Margaret Munday tell it, she didn't set out to make history. She simply wanted to be closer to her family. Besides, she says, she assumed she'd be one of many black students ready to enroll at the college in Bowling Green. So after talking it over with her family and getting support from then-Western Kentucky State College President Kelly Thompson, Miss Munday showed up on the first day of registration for the fall semester of 1956. But the other black students she thought she'd see weren't there.
But I thought, well, so what? I guess they'll come the last day of registration, but they did not, so it didn't bother me a bit.
Once classes began, Miss Munday says she did not face overt hostility from the rest of the student body, which was all white. She says she assumed she was going to have problems with those who were from the Deep South, but that wasn't the case.
Now, I had some professors. That was a different story. They weren't ready. They were going along with the law. What the college had decided to do, perhaps.
Do you have a memory or an example of maybe something that happened or was said that indicated to you that this professors weren't ready for this type of situation?
Yeah, Western's logo is the spirit makes the master. And I think they were trying to break my spirit, more or less, you know, to give up. And I'm not that type of person. Now, I've had professors to stand up and say that I won one in particular. To stand up and say that he couldn't stand Negroes with gold teeth and he couldn't stand music majors. Well, I fit that category in that class, only one there, you know. And I had never said anything in that class, but I had straight A's in there. And he looked at me and said, do you have a goal too? I said, well, have you seen one? I just spontaneous like that, you know. And he said, well, do you belong to the NAACP? I said, no, I do not, which we didn't. At that, we didn't belong to the NAACP. And he said, well, I'll tell you how I'm going to grade my papers. Grade you people's papers. He had swinging stairs at his house with a winding stair. And he was going to label each level, A, B, C, down to F, D and F. And he said, wherever our papers failed, that would be the grade that we would get. And I thought, no, I can't go this way. And I just stood up and told him that I'm just sorry. I just called him by his name and respected him and told him, I'm sorry, but I'm not going that way. I have straight A's in this class. I don't know where my paper is going to fall on your steps, but let's hope it's on the A step. And he looked so shocking, you know, he looked so shocking.
I imagine that wasn't the reaction he was expecting from you.
No, I didn't expect to do that either.
Miss Monday sang in the Western Chorus and completed her degree in music in 1960. Her first teaching job was at the all-black Johnstown School in the Logan County town of Olmsted. She continued to break down color barriers. In 1964, she became the first African-American teacher at Auburn High School. Throughout her three decades of teaching, Miss Monday taught in every school in the Logan County school system. When you teach that long in one place, you end up teaching the children of students you taught years before. And, says Miss Monday, you get to experience the joy of watching your students, black and white, go on to great things.
And I watch Weston's graduation every year. And I'm looking to see whose kid that I had coming across the state. There are some kids in this county after teaching out of all these schools, and I know, and they know me. Mm-hmm. And I love those kids.
Throughout her life, there have been at least two constants for Margaret Monday. One is her willingness to tear down racial barriers. The other is playing the piano here at the Macedonia Baptist Church in Auburn, something she's been doing since she was 10. So how much longer will she play piano there?
Well, as long as I'm able and not turned off. Yeah, not turned off. I'm not worried about that, though. As long as these fingers are not getting stiff and this memory remembers.
You can hear an audio archive and see a transcript of our story with Margaret Monday at our website, wkyufm.org, and at our Facebook page. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.